There's a little bit of a difference in that aspect with L5. This is the new carrier that everybody's talking about. Now, as you know, we've had L1 and L2, but a new carrier is coming, known as L5. It will be centered at 1176.42 megahertz, which is 115 times the fundamental clock rate. The basic structure of the signal looks very much like L1. There are two codes. They're modulated using quadraphase shift key. However, the I, or in-phase signal, carries a data message, and the other is dataless. This is very similar to what we just discussed with L2C. Both have equal power. The data that is carried on L5 is compact, flexible message, similar to that carried on L2C CM. L5 will also utilize the same kind of time multiplexing in broadcasting its two codes, as does the L2C. However, unlike L2C, L5 will have the benefit of its place in a band designated by the ITU for Aeronautical Radio Navigation Services, ARNS. Therefore, it will not be prone to interference with ground-based navigation aids and will be available for aviation applications. This is a very good thing. It's also quite helpful that no other GPS signal occupies this band. However, L5 will share space with one of the signals, this is E5A, from an entirely separate satellite system, Galileo. This is the European contribution to GNSS. This overlap, this sharing of this frequency is actually a very good thing, and we will be talking about that shortly.